You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Economic Development Board of Mauritius says securing a residence, opening a bank account, and establishing a 100% foreign shareholding business is fast and easy in Mauritius. Faraz Roji of the Economic Development Board says the country has an attractive tax regime, which includes a partial exemption of 80% for income which one generates outside Mauritius.
So basically, in a nutshell, the fiscal regime is as follows. Corporate tax rate 15%, tax credit of 80%, so that renders the effective taxation rate to 3% for certain types of income and remittances to Mauritius. But there are no capital gains taxation in Mauritius, there are no exchange control in Mauritius, and individuals is taxed from 0 to 20% depending on the tax bracket they fall into.
CEO of the Economic Development Board, Ken Punusamy, says anyone can invest in property in Mauritius, including individuals, companies, trusts, and partnerships. Punusamy says a lot of South Africans use trust structures to purchase immovable assets in Mauritius.
For us in Mauritius, we're a very open platform to attract foreign talent, skills, and know-how. So we do have a number of schemes, not citizenship, but residency. So residency, whether it is through acquisition of properties or by investing or being a professional. So you have a number of schemes where you can be a resident of Mauritius for 10 years if you invest a certain amount of money in US dollars or if you are employed in Mauritius.
Bashir Adams of SABNT International Financial Consulting says prospective investors must do their due diligence when thinking about relocating or investing in another country.
Mauritius is a growing economy, and that with itself brings opportunity, right? In terms of the requirements are there, there's a market there. It's a small market, so we must remember that when you're moving from a market the size of South Africa's market to a market with 1.3 million people, it's two different things completely. The plus sides for people wanting to relocate, violent crime is virtually non-existent.
Like South Africa, Mauritius was grey-listed by the Financial Action Task Force for weak anti-money laundering and terrorist financing controls in 2020. The island exited grey-listing in 2021 after meeting all control requirements set out by FATF. I'm Naledi Ngobo in Johannesburg.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.